Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and today is Tuesday, May 10th. The year is 2022. How are you doing today? Well, I'm actually quite amazing, all things considered. Well, tonight's episode is going to be, it's going to be a little bit different. As opposed to any other time, which is, a little different. I've got a tooth thing that's driving me a little crazy today, and it's never good. And the reason why that it's never good is because I'm one of those rare people that is absolutely terrified of the dentist. I mean, I'm just absolutely terrified of the dentist. And I think it comes from the whole alien abduction thing. I know that it sounds crazy to associate one with the other, but in the case of alien abduction, much in the same way that dentists have you at their mercy in a chair, the difference is that, the dentist is working on the opposite end of you as opposed to the other end where they're milking you like a cow. So in order to alleviate this little bit of an issue, I'm going back to my roots as an adult who didn't have dental insurance, and self-medicating, which there's an old adage somewhere called "drunk teeth is happy teeth," and so I myself will not get drunk, but my tooth will probably get pretty soused because I'm not much of a drinker. Mouthwash works pretty well, but it doesn't have the ability to really knock down pain like, let's say, Jameson Black Label does. Kind of swish it around a little bit. Smooth. Get the entire bouquet. The thing about me is that I could probably have been a whiskey tester at some point because I have such a delicate palate. I just don't have the ability to sit there and do like 20 tastings in a day and still be able to remember who my parents are. And that's alcohol. I mean, me and alcohol just do not. Oof. I wish I had the genetics for it, or at least trained a little harder in the alcohol department. I have relatives that are like grandmaster, Shaolin Kung Fu masters in their alcoholism. I don't have any of that. I'm not even a white belt. I'm that guy that occasionally will audit a class. I'm just going to watch you guys beat the crap out of each other. Meanwhile, that's me and the very casual relationship I have with alcohol. Although I do have quite a library of booze, I really don't drink that much. And the reason why is because I don't like being out of control. Plus, in the post-apocalyptic barter society, I will be miles ahead of a lot of people. Mostly because a lot of my stuff isn't even opened. And when we're trading with bottle caps and other stuff and recycled goods and things like that, I mean, gold and silver will be absolutely useless. Things that we'll really need, like toilet paper, alcohol, probably cigarettes, chocolate. Those things are going to be hard to find. Maybe chocolate, not so much, because chocolate's everywhere. But where I'm going with this is that in the post-apocalyptic economy, I intend to do very well. So I stock up on the things that I know are going to be things that you can barter. And then, if I have to resort to hostile takeover, I've got plenty of other things that I can use to barter with. That being said, I'm looking forward to tonight's podcast because there's going to be some interesting stuff in it. So I'm going to give a big shout out to the folks in Moreno Valley, California, whoever it is that keeps hitting my website like religiously. There's like a whole bunch of people in California that are currently listening to this podcast, and I'm beginning to wonder if is it like a support group? Is this like a mental health thing where like you guys are all getting together going, Jesus Christ, I'm glad I'm not that guy? Is it something like that? Because, I mean, I'm beginning to wonder because it's like clockwork. So it's either, you know, the feds, the nebulous they, or maybe it's those people that are actually trying to monitor that case about those that couple and their kid that got and their dog, as a matter of fact. They died under mysterious circumstances out there by San Diego. And that's some weird shit, too. And maybe that's who's listening to this podcast. Maybe they're looking for some insight. I don't really have any, other than I honestly believe that it was probably some kind of electromagnetic weapon or some kind of electromagnetic field that probably just stopped everybody from being able to breathe and respire. So, but that's just my own thoughts. I don't know if you've heard about that, but it was an interesting case. a woman named Chung, her last name was Chung, and her I can't think of her husband's name. Off the top of my head, there was a husband and wife and their infant child and their dog went on a hiking trip. It was really warm that day. And this happened last year, I think. And they were gone. The nanny tried finding them, couldn't get a hold of anybody. And then when they did find them, it was way too late. And it's very sad. And then, so they're talking about maybe it was poison gas from the lake and all this other shit. So it's like, pfft. Could be anything. Maybe it's those guys listening to it. Maybe they're trying to look for a way to argue for, you know, extraterrestrial intervention. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, if ETs are responsible, at least, you know, they left the people intact. It wasn't like a Todd C. situation. I'm not going to go there again because everybody's done that, including Butch Witkowski and a whole host of other people have actually expanded on his work. And nothing to date really has come out of that yet, so I'm still waiting. But no, the reason why I'm doing today's podcast is because some bullshit just crossed my desk. I wouldn't call it a news desk. I call it a flat tabletop surface kind of a thing where, you know, I have my array of screens where I can watch the world go by. Like The Question from DC Comics, only not so neurotic. And so anyway, Congress is to hold the first open hearing about UFOs in 50 years. I don't know if you read about this or not, but this is what's going on. A House subcommittee will hold a hearing next week about UFOs, the first open congressional hearing about UFOs in more than 50 years. Congress hasn't held a public hearing on unidentified aerial phenomena, UFOs, in over 50 years. Andre Carson, a Democrat from Indiana, tweeted Tuesday morning. That will change next week when I lead a hearing in the House Intelligence Committee on this topic and the national security risk it poses. Americans need to know more about these unexplained occurrences. Well, now, and there's, of course, pictures of his tweet and all this other stuff. And I guess it's going to be on May 17th in front of the subcommittee of the House Intelligence Committee, which is chaired by California Representative Adam Schiff, which guarantees that it'll be bullshit and nothing will go on. This is, if I wanted someone with less credibility than Adam Schiff, I would be hard pressed to find somebody, because this is the same asshole that was screeching Russian collusion for 2.5-3 years and lying about it, and he knew he was lying about it, just like all the other clown posse members that were lying about it. So, yeah, if you have a political bone in your body and you are interested in UFOs, avoid this. I guarantee it. This is all bullshit. This is another hand shadow sock puppet bullshit thing that they're going to do to distract a certain sector of the population who might be conspiracy minded away from the fact that our economy is tanking. The stock market has already dropped $1 trillion in value in the last 4 days. This is all bullshit. Why do we even care when we have bigger problems here on planet Tard? Why am I doing this podcast if I'm angry? Well, first off, I'm going to do it half ripped. Well, not even half ripped, maybe not even a quarter. If I'm lucky, I can get through one shot. I noticed, though, that I seem to be speaking better, like I don't have these pauses and things. Shit, maybe alcohol is the solution. God. just had this random thought. And I was thinking of my dad just now. Because when he would get drunk, he would have these tirades, although much less intelligible. But he would go off on things that were like of a conspiracy sort of nature. And he could actually be almost eloquent at points if you could skate around all the profanity, which was about every third word. But no, I don't know why even I just really thought about that. I was like, well, you know, I just noticed that my speech pattern has actually improved. Maybe there's something to this. Maybe Mrs. Craner, my 7th and 8th grade English teacher, maybe she was onto something. She was actually a delightful human being. And I will say this. If there was any direction that my heterosexuality was going to be geared towards, it was going to be towards her brand of femininity. Just gorgeous, wonderful woman. Had the naughty librarian thing going on. I don't want to get into this because it sounds a little bit weird. It's like 40 years ago kind of stuff. But it was there's a couple of things that that will actually dovetail into the 40-year time span here, because today I had to cut ties with a company that I have shopped for 40 years. Since I was in junior high school, I have been buying art supplies from Dick Blick, and I guess I'm just going to rail about customer service for a minute, and then I'm going to go back to the UFO thing. The thing is that I have a product that I use for the sculpting work that I do, and rather than buy it from Amazon and spend $6 more, I thought I would buy it from Dick Blick, like I would normally do it if they had it in stock. And so anyway, their inventory showed that they had 7 in stock. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just call ahead and verify. So I go ahead and I call and I use the SKU number. I'm pretty smart because I used to do customer service and I used to do inventory control. And I used to do all the things that this person should know how to do. And then she tells me, yeah, we've got them in stock and no problem. I'm like, okay, I need you to hold 4 of them. I'll be right over to pick them up. So I pack the dogs up, put them in the car, which is, it's the equivalent of a clown car at this point with these two dogs. And I drive all the way across town, 25 miles, get there. And she pulls the stuff up and I go, those are 1-pound containers. The ones I need are actually 4-pound containers. And you've only got 2 here, not 4. And she's like, well, you didn't specify. I'm like, I gave you the fucking SKU number. I didn't use the F word, but I was actually a little bit direct, which probably took her probably aback, because I'm not from here. And in Minnesota, you have to assume 50% of a fuck up, as opposed to if you fuck up, you own it all. No, it's you are actually responsible for at least 50% of the fuck up. Well, this person tried to throw the entire fuck up all on me because, I didn't specify. And I'm like, bullshit, I didn't. I fucking told you the SKU number. You don't use this SKU number for multiple items. You use it for the one item that I came here for. Needless to say, I walked out a little bit irritated. And before she had a chance to apologize, which she wasn't going to do, because she was like, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm like, you know what that is? That's code for go fuck yourself. I know what that word means, and I know what that series of words means, because I've uttered it before when I didn't give a fuck about somebody's feelings. And so I go ahead and I drive after getting the dogs and driving. And I drive all the way back and I'm like fucking mad about all this stuff, because first things first, I walk into the place. The person that waits on me honestly doesn't give a fuck, but the manager gives a fuck even less. And she's wearing one of these Black Lives Matter t-shirts and shit like that. And it's like, the last thing I want to fucking see when I walk into an art supply store is somebody's goddamn political bullshit. You see, I'm here to do a thing. I'm here to buy goods and services. I'm not here to debate political bullshit with you. Especially when I've got art supplies that are older than you have been alive. And this fucking halfwit, who would later call me to address the issue after I talked to corporate, talked to Dick Blick Corporate, and I explained to them the issue at hand, and they were very apologetic. They said they would get a regional manager to talk to me about this, you know, before I went ahead and I spent my money with Amazon. Didn't get a phone call. Got a phone call from this retard, and I was like, are you fucking serious? I don't even want to talk to you. You're actually half of the fucking problem because you giggled when I didn't get what I actually asked for. You thought it was funny. So I walked the fuck out of there angry as hell. But then I had to be subjected to this fucking retard and her bullshit where she's saying, you know, well, I was doing the one thing that she obviously couldn't fucking deal with was like pointing out the fucking obvious. When you tell somebody, hey, I'm fine if you just simply take ownership of the fucking mistake you made. That's all I asked. But this person wanted to throw that shit on me. And I'm like, no, you're the one that fucked up. You're the one that can't read a goddamn skew. Fucking own it and just apologize and be done. I'm fine. I'm super cool about it. But no, you fucking had to pull your bullshit. And then on top of that, because I don't have enough melanin to, you know, to make a moth fart, you know, a different color, you know, then of course I am of the belligerent, cisgendered, hateful racist. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And so at that point, when I got done with that fucking idiot, I went ahead and I called Dick Blick. And I said, hey, thanks for sending the fucking half of the goddamn problem that I had today to my doorstep with a fucking phone call. I really appreciated that. That was awesome because there's nothing better than being, you know, told that you're a shitty human being because, you know, you don't give a fuck about a political thing. I fucking hate politics. I hate all of it. I hate the fucking games people play. I hate the bullshit that we've got going on in this goddamn country. And it's bleeding into every facet of my life. And I just want it to fucking stop. I'm a fucking artist. That's what I want to do. I want to make art and I don't want to fuck around with people. And the hardest part about all of this stuff is apparently these people who don't work that all that fucking hard have more than enough time and energy to fiddle fuck around and pick and choose who they're going to get their dollars from in a down economy. I have fucking shopped with this company for 40 fucking years and these assholes want to play fucking games in the middle of the goddamn down economy. This is the reason why this is the reason why Amazon does so well. I'm just going to come right out and say it. They're going to continue to get more and more of my money, even though I fucking despise them to a certain extent, because I will never have to be subjected to somebody's fucking bullshit when I walk into a store. And I'm sure that if there's going to be people who are going to hear this and think that I'm some kind of hateful bastard. I'm not. I am so fucking tired of the polarization. I'm tired of the insinuation that by virtue of the color of my skin, I'm immediately going to be labeled a racist. Look, just so you get it, I have more in common with people in the African-American community because I grew up without a fucking father who was present. He was barely there. He was an alcoholic, abusive as shit. My mother was abusive. I grew up in a fucking neighborhood that was not that great. And then on top of that, I mean, you know, I've got some history that would lead you to believe that I'm kind of an asshole. So I have a lot more in common with everyone else than the Ward Cleavers of the world. By my very nature, I am kind of a prick. And I'll own that. But racist? No. No, no, no. No, I believe that there are two races on this planet, the human race and the nebulous they, who I think are what I would call the ultra sapien type, part lizard, part human, long lifespans that can watch their fucking, you know, bullshit go to fruition over the course of 1,000 years. See, I believe that But as far as like there being more than one ethnicity, not really. We're all the same. You cut us open, we all bleed out. We're all pink in the middle, and we all bleed in the same color red. Unless you're from England, and that could be debatable, especially if you're part of the royal family, because most of those assholes are reptiles. I'm pretty goddamn sure of it. If it means we have to kidnap some of them and tie them up and take some blood from them, sure, by all means. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying that if we want to get to the truth of whether or not these people are human or reptile, that's probably what we're going to have to do, because their doctors are going to fucking lie. Oh no, the queen, she's a perfect specimen of human ingenuity and grace. Oh really? Clive? You know, I mean, there are things that I probably shouldn't be doing this podcast, but I am doing it because I had such kind of a bullshit day dealing with the worst kind of idiocy that if there's a hot button that can be pressed that will turn me into the biggest raging asshole, it's when somebody accuses me of something that I haven't done. Because here's the problem is that much like my mea culpa with my lack of ability to see the future with regards to Ukraine, not that I was trying to see the future. I just had this idea that maybe things would symbolically come together, because that's the kind of bullshit we've got going on in this country with the song and dance that we're fed every day. Symbolism matters, you know. I thought maybe that was going to be the same kind of deal where Russia was under the same, you know, script, and, you know, they would, VE Day for them, you know, they would, you know, but it's not what happened. And I owned it. I owned my mistake. I'm one of those people. If I say something that's a little off, yeah, I'll own it. I'll apologize for it. That's the kind of person I am. But in my defense, I normally don't have those moments. I don't normally rage out to where I'm using any kind of epithets or any of that other stuff. And I sure shit didn't in this case. I was actually just explaining to this fucking retard that I have been doing customer service longer than she's been alive. She's like 25. I've got fucking art supplies right now within arm's reach that are 25 years old. I've got fucking watercolor paints. I've got watercolor paper I bought in 1997. And I've been doing customer service since my 20s. So, and I'm old and cranky. So that being said, I kind of know how to do the customer service thing, especially when if the error is mine, I own it. It's not that fucking hard to develop some, you know, some rhinoceros skin. And you're like, you know what? I'm really sorry. I fucked up. I'm sorry that you drove 25 minutes here. It's my mistake. What can I do to make it right? And at that point, I would have been like, well, apologies accepted. Perfectly fine. I got dogs in the car. Maybe I'll just drag them through your store and they can bark at you a little bit. And then I'll take them back home. I would never have done that because I'm a nice guy. And plus, Lily was out of fucking control. That was the other thing, too, is that when you're driving in a car with two dogs, one that behaves and one that doesn't, one that has the potential to rage puke in the back seat, you're like, oh, Christ in heaven. But at 55 miles an hour, Lily was fine. Windows were open. She'd stick her head out, put them back in, you know, and it was fine. But the minute that I dropped down to, like, you know, pedestrian speed, walking speed, she was barking at everybody that was on the sidewalk. This is a dog that's got an anger management problem. I don't know where the fuck she learned it from, but it wasn't from me. It's probably somebody else. Possibly. She's never heard me scream at anybody in traffic, ever. And now that I'm done bullshitting, no, that dog probably learned everything from me. But if you have a dog that has a bark that will create a migraine, and you get there after 25 minutes of dogs just fucking around the back seat, barking at each other, you're about ready to half murder anybody that crosses your path. So this is where my intellectual honesty will show up. But the thing of it is that what tripped up everything for me today was a lack of ownership. And I've run into this phenomena more times than I can count in this state, because I think, and I think to a large degree, Minnesota was settled by people that had to live collectively in like maybe one house with a lot of different people. And rather than have it be something out of the fucking Donner Party, you know, by the end of winter, like a dozen people went in and only four come out. Everyone had to, you know, kind of repress a lot of this anger and stuff like that. And it comes out as passive aggressive disorder. And that's how they've managed to stay alive all this time. I think a lot of that is how most of the people in the state operate. And I don't. And this woman, when I talked to her, when she called me back to rage at me about how I didn't understand because, you know, her person talks without a filter. And I'm like, bullshit, she didn't. She just fucking blamed me. That's not a filter problem. That's a fucking intellectual honesty problem. But again, I couldn't explain that to her because, well, I'm a man, for one, and I was the wrong color. And for those who might think, well, yeah, you probably deserved it, Whitey. Well, here, just so you get it, I'm nice to everybody. I mean, if anyone here knows me, knows that I'm nice to everybody. Ridiculously so. You get exactly what you give. And if you are full of shit and you're fucking belligerent, that's gonna raise my hackles a little. But I usually have a little bit more, I don't know, what's the diplomacy about my kind of being a prick. See, I won't take it out on you. I will take it out on your fucking boss who failed to train you. See, I don't see it as this is a low priced item here. When somebody who's at the very bottom rung of the ladder, who has no power to affect change, I don't rage at them. I go after their boss, and I explain to them what the problem is. So that way, the boss can fix the problem, as opposed to take shit from someone who is, you know, just a regular minion. Now, I know that that sounds like I'm a raging prick. That's okay, because I am. But that's how you solve problems. If you can't get a resolution with the person that you're dealing with, you go 1, 2, 3, as many steps up the ladder as you can in order to get it corrected. You see, I like shopping at places where people are friendly and nice. I don't like going to places where I'm being questioned politically. Because my politics are not going to be what you want me to say. And if I have to kiss your ass to buy $180 worth of shit in order to do a fucking job that I'm not really getting paid for, how about you just take a fucking big old swig of go fuck yourself? But instead, you know, I didn't say that. I was nice. Mostly. But then, you know, like I said, when I called corporate back to say thank you for the fuckery, I just explained to him. I said, you know what? I've done 40 years with your company, buying shit from you. Today's the last day. This is 40 years of a working relationship with a company that I have always had pretty good experiences with, usually, and up until a point, and then I was done. And today I reached that limit because, as somebody who, understands that people can be passionate about certain things, there's a time and a place for it. And if you're on the clock, you're on somebody else's time, that's not the place for it. Do that in your own private life. Have the decency to not make your employer an accessory to your bullshit. Because I'm going to tell you, and this is the thing, is that a lot of people think that this movement that they're talking about, Black Lives Matter, is actually beneficial. Ask Patrice Cullors where all of their money went. They were given almost $1 billion with a B, $1 billion. And they've only got like a couple, maybe 30 million that they can account for. So, and what have they done for the black community? So please don't question my ethics. Don't ask me about my politics, because on any given day, I conduct myself in a way that I can wake up every morning and bear the scrutiny of others. If I fuck up, that's on me. But I don't pretend that it's somebody else's fucking fault. So, anyway, that was the day that I had, and so by virtue of this, I just came to this conclusion that what I really need to do is just get the shit out of my system, and do it in a public way, so that way somebody who may or may not work at Dick Blick, maybe they will hear this podcast and go, holy fucking shit, as opposed to, oh, look, another asshole. Well, it is what it is. Not that it takes me alcohol to rage, you know, into the wilderness. I can do this without alcohol. I'm just doing this because I have a sore tooth. I feel like that lion, you know, that's got something wrong with his tooth, and then, you know, the mouse comes along and hits him in the face with a hammer and knocks the tooth out. Or is that a cartoon? Maybe I just imagined it. I don't know. Anyway, if you haven't been paying attention, I'm going to go back to the UFO stuff. That's my rant. That's my tirade. I've got it out of my system, and I just spent 25 minutes bullshitting with it. I'm going to go somewhere else now. With regards to the UFO stuff, when I see anything having to do with politics, especially politicians that I know are full of shit, I'll just come right out and say it. There's nobody that's going to actually be able to come out to the forefront of any of this without me looking at them like, you're full of shit. I'm just going to say that right now. And the reason why is because whenever the government gets involved and puts a face to anything, that means they're selling you something. I just got done watching the JFK Revisited film. Oliver Stone, he made that on the 30-year anniversary of his feature film, JFK. And if you haven't seen it, if you haven't seen the original JFK that he did, plus the revisited stuff, I encourage you to do so. Because much like a lot of the same things that we're experiencing now, there was a front of people that gave you the illusion that justice was going to be done. And we have the same, it's the same script, it's the same people that do the same things over and over again. Same departments, different heads, but same people, more or less. It's like, you know, it's the same service you've always gotten at Meineke, except that you're getting lied to. That's the same thing we've got here in the United States with our government. Our government lies to us profusely. So when they're going to tell you we're going to have open hearings about UFOs, you will not see people like me admitted. You'll see Stephen Greer. You'll see the other regular faces that you see on the History Channel, all of the Ancient Aliens assholes, all of those people. That's who you're going to see. You're not going to see people like me going, oh, by the way, is there anybody that could talk to me about all the alien abduction stuff? Maybe the cattle mutilation stuff. Do we have any real, is there like an extraterrestrial organ trade thing going on? Have you guys made arrangements with the extraterrestrials to trade our bodily processes for technology so that we can have some air superiority over the Russians? Is that something you've done? Answer the fucking question. They won't. See, there won't be anybody like me. It'll all be softball, these things. And then here at the end of the day, these same assholes that you've seen on the History Channel and all these Gaia and all that other stuff, they're going to be out there going, look, we got some disclosure. Ooh. And yet, you know, you will not know anything more than you did 30 years ago. Because that's how they control information, by feeding you disinformation. I got to tell you, though, now that I think about it, I really should do my podcast with a little bit of alcohol, because I seem to have less stuttering and a lot less stammering and, you know, glitches in my speech. Perhaps it's a relaxing agent that I'm experiencing right now. Yeah, that, or maybe it's Maybe Jameson is how Irish people finally learn how to speak English. They get a few of these things, and then all of a sudden they slow it down to where you can actually understand them. I'm probably going to hell for that one too. He's politically incorrect, but he's hitting everyone today. Fucking Irish. Anyway. Woo. Man, I felt that up my nose. So anyway, there was something else that was kind of interesting. Scientists have detected the biggest extraterrestrial earthquake ever. And this was kind of cool, because this didn't happen on our planet Earth. It actually happened on Mars. Magnitude 5 Mars quake was recorded last week on Mars, by far the strongest tremor ever detected off of Earth. A robot on Mars has detected the biggest earthquake ever felt on another planet, a Martian tremor that reached a magnitude of 5 on the Richter scale, according to the statement issued on Monday from NASA's JPL. This record-breaking Mars quake not only demonstrates the geological activity on Mars, but also opens a window into the mysterious interior of the red planet. This quake was captured by NASA's InSight mission, a lander that had touched down on Mars in November of 2018. InSight is equipped with a sensitive component called the Seismic Experiment for Interior Structure, SEIS, which is the first seismometer ever deployed on an extraterrestrial world. And they show this wonderful graphic where it's like nothing, 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 then it really does erupt, and it's amazing. And apparently happened on May 4th, Star Wars Day. Could have been a passing Star Destroyer. That's what I'm thinking. 4.2, that's about right, you know, for a Star Destroyer flying, you know how much noise those things make, right, in space? I mean, that's a lot of noise. Not to mention the music, you know. Da 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 da, you know. Anyway. or wait, it's the Imperial March. Da 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 da, you know, anyway. But anyway, they were actually perplexed that there was a lack of Mars quakes for the longest time, for like 2 years, and then all of a sudden, boom, a level five seismic quake. Now, Mars has a lot less gravity than we do here. So I'm wondering what that would have actually, would it have been bigger or lesser than what we would have had on planet Earth? I would actually want to talk to somebody about that. But I can't get anybody to answer me, because nobody wants to be a guest on my show. Because I am still to this day, the least listened to podcast on Spotify, Apple, Buzzsprout, Anchor. I mean, just all of the services that I'm currently listed with that I don't actually have access to, or at least most of the metrics, I'm still the least listened to podcast on the entirety of the internet. But I have a loyal and faithful audience in California. I don't know who you are, but this one's for you. Thank you so much. At least, you know, I've got 37 unique listeners who have all either, you know, lost a bet, or they're like, oh, fuck, I'm friends with this guy, you know, and then they've listened in, and that's fine. You know, I've got no problems with that. But it's you rando people that I don't understand, especially the rando people that I don't know in California, because there's like a whole bunch of you. I don't know if, like, you know, one friend of mine who lives in California said, oh, no, you've got to listen to this. Either way, I appreciate you guys spreading my mentalness far and wide. No, I'm not really mentally ill. I'm just an angry, angry man who's old and remembers a time when America was America and customer service didn't suck. Or maybe it's because I'm old and I expected too much. Which I'm beginning to think maybe as a human being, I do expect too much from my fellow humans. I don't know. The one nice thing, though, that I feel pretty good about is Elon Musk. He says that he believes that his Neuralink brain chips will 100% cure common illnesses. And they apparently he said it like that too, which, you know, to me is like, well, that seems a little, that's, why can't you English? Are you South Africaner? And he actually is. So, I mean, I'm sure that his English is probably no better or no worse than most people's, but apparently he's saying that he can cure tinnitus. Holy shit. He said he can definitely cure fuck, I might actually go get one of these things. I've got tinnitus in both my ears, and it is ridiculous how much sleep I've lost over the decades. When you have this high-pitched whine in your ears all the time, and it's any time that you don't have it, it's a rare thing. So for me, if this shit works, I'll definitely sign up. So long as I can talk to machines. Means me and my Jeep can have a closer relationship, a close rapport. What's wrong with you, little fella? You okay? You know, but I won't have to like, you know, do a whole lot of invasive stuff. I'll just be able to like, you know, touch the CPU and go, our minds are joined. Tell me what's wrong with you. You've got a fouled plug on the fourth cylinder. You know, let's get that fixed, little fella. You know, I mean, this. I make a lot of jokes about how much time I spend out of my vehicle. Oddly enough, since we're having really nice weather, I'm going to be spending a lot of time underneath the hood. I've got to change a head gasket on this POS because it's causing the antifreeze to get blown out through the overflow. So once I change the head gasket, that will stop that from happening. And my gas mileage should go back up to, you know, like 11 miles to the gallon. There's a lot of other stuff going on in the world. It's actually not very good. Looks like Vladimir Putin had his cancer surgery. It looks like he's doing okay. He's going to apparently impose martial law and probably start beating dolphins over the head for money. Not to be outdone, he's probably going to make it illegal for bears to talk to each other. There's a lot of weird stuff going on here with the propaganda machine. Whether it be Eastern or Western. What I do know is this. The man does not look healthy. And this is something I've watched this man's face evolve from normal guy looking like a Russian to something that I don't recognize. And my actual first thought was he's been replaced. He's been replaced by either a lookalike or it's a reptilian wearing his skin. And it could go either way. In Russia, there's all kinds of weird shit that happens over there. He'll probably call me up like, look, do you want to make jokes? I will help you make jokes. We'll find you where you live in St. Paul. We'll send agents to come correct your behavior. And I'll be like, look, just, I won't make jokes, but my loyalty can be bought with vodka and possibly some beluga caviar. No, we can do that. This is just fine. We'll even bring a large bear. You can have bear walk through the yard and play with dogs. We have different relationship with bears than you do over in the United States. Which is fine. You know, I'd be all about that. You know, like, does he know how to ride a bicycle? Perfectly. Then I'm like, shit, yeah. Throw him on a motorcycle. Maybe play the piano for me. I don't know. There's a lot of bad stuff going on in China, too. Apparently, they've got the thing where if one person in an apartment building has a positive COVID test, the mass punishment is that everyone gets to stay home and gets locked down. And all I can think to myself is like, oh, man, that's got to suck. Because, you know, could you imagine that? Could you imagine, you know, being that one guy that takes his vitamins every day, works out at the gym every day, eats well, you know, takes good care of himself, and you get a neighbor that goes, achoo, and next thing you know, he's got a positive COVID test, so then it's you and 800 other people trapped in a fucking building where they can't leave until that guy gets his shit together. 2 weeks or more. depending on how, you know, how many administered tests they give, you know, or until, you know, the Hunger Games start and people start killing each other for food. Fuck. It's just crazy over there. But, you know, it is what it is. I should just be thankful that I live in the United States and that, you know, we have our own brand of crazy over here. Like, there's a guy right now that says they can talk to fish. And it's not Aquaman. It's not Jason Momoa at all. It's people have been aware that fish make sounds for several thousand years. Fish apparently have the ability to talk. Scientists are studying these sounds in part to see if the information can help preserve or restore their habitats. So, it's interesting. Interesting thought. Fish talking to each other. Summer is coming, and soon beaches will be full of thousands of people wanting to have fun, splashing in waves, thwacking Kadima balls, thumping and making sandcastles. If you can find a quieter spot of ocean and stick your ears under the water, you might hear as many other sounds made by fish. People have known that fish make sounds since ancient Greece, which is why they gave some fish names like red drum, pigfish, and croaker. They're based on the sounds that these fish make. I did not actually know this. Red snapper, great white shark, get off my lawn. I'm sure that's probably what he says all the time. Get off my lawn! Seal. But anyway, you can listen to some of the sounds at the website called fishsounds.com to which Luby will soon contribute. Her favorite sounding fish is the Gulf toadfish. I don't know who Luby is. She must be some kid or some person. But anyway, long story short, fish can talk. And now I feel kind of bad because Kurt Cobain lied to me all those years ago. It's okay to eat fish because they don't have any feelings, but they have a wonderful singing voice, perhaps. Under the sea, you know. Whew, man, I've got to tell you, this is just one of those podcasts where I'm just jumping from place to place. And I'm not going to apologize for it because, you know, I'm almost half of a shot into this. But my tooth has quit hurting, so I actually feel pretty okay about it. It's getting to be midnight. It's going to be Wednesday here pretty soon. And so, I don't know. I might actually get a bonus show. I might actually do a second show tomorrow. Probably extolling the virtues of sobriety as I stutter my way through whatever it is I'm talking about. I will say this. If they made... I guess maybe they don't have to. If they made Jameson flavored mouthwash, I have a feeling my father would have probably signed on to this stuff a long time ago. My dad was a beer guy, though, and I can't do beer. I can do one beer, and then I'm fucked up for like a day. You know, I'm just like, why did I do that? As opposed to hard liquor, which apparently my body is like, oh yes, give us more of that. That's what we need. Less filter, less control, more crazy. And then, you know, no, actually, I don't really get bent out of shape too much. I do, I will say this, though. Alcohol has an interesting effect on me. It does make me a happier person. Which is funny, because I just got done raging about the lack of customer service that I had today, which was not actually alcohol-induced. That was just me being a prick. That was well before, I was already mad before I even had this, like, the little bit of alcohol that I've had. I mean, if I like, drink, like, maybe once a month, does that make me a social drinker? Or does that make me, like, one of those people that, you know, occasionally has a drink? I don't know. Like I was saying, I've got family members that would actually be able to, drink me under the table if push came to shove, and believe me, in my family it could come to that pretty violently. You know, you need to drink this. No, what did I just tell you? And then next thing you know, fists are flying, and you know, then that, you know, that whole I remember what happened when we were seven, that time you pushed me into the, you know, into the canal, and that turtle almost bit me, you know, that sort of shit. Things that you remember from your childhood that you just, you can't let go of, you know, like, you stole my toys from my house when we were on vacation in Chicago, you sons of bitches. my Johnny West figure, which was a, you know, I wasn't playing with it. I had Star Wars guys, but that Johnny West meant something to me. My father gave that to me when I was a kid, and then it was suddenly in the hands of my cousins, and they destroyed him. Maybe I should let shit go. Just be like Elsa. Let it go. I don't know. Anyway, this has been a fun day. It really actually wasn't so bad because I was able to actually course correct almost everything with like 4 minutes of Amazon time. Ordering my stuff and just having it delivered. Sure, I'm going to be paying $6 more. However, it's $6 well spent. I don't have to deal with somebody's politics. And that's kind of a nice thing. I've got more ceiling tiles that should be here whenever they are back in stock. I have to put up 135 tiles in order to finish the area that I've got to work in. And once those are all in, the sound quality ought to be absolutely like, you know, sound studio quality, I'm hoping. And let's see, what else have I got to do in here? I've got to set up some monitors and some other stuff and get things kind of dialed in. But acoustically speaking, it's actually quite good. And you can barely hear the air purifier that I've got going on in here, which is moving the air around and knocking down the humidity. So it's actually not too bad down here in the basement. For the most part, it will improve. It will take some time, but it will improve. And that's kind of where I'm going with all of this stuff with my show, is that I'm trying to do more things that are, you know, bringing it up to a more of a professional quality. I'll probably get one of those things that goes over the microphone so that way you don't get a lot of the weird noise, you know, the those sort of things. Once I do that, maybe I'll actually sound like a person. Oh, but I kind of like the organic feel of amateur hour when I do these things, because then it doesn't seem like it's overly produced. There's no bumper music. There's no royalties that I have to pay other people. There's that sense that I kind of care, but not quite enough. Anyway, I've been yammering for 52 minutes straight and haven't let you guys get a word in edgewise. Now would be the time to say whatever it is that's on your mind, no matter how loud that you may need to scream it. If you're at work, I would probably tell you maybe, I don't know, use some diplomacy, find a better way to deal with your problems. But if you're, you know, wanting to win a bet, then you can always turn people on to this podcast and say, look, you know, you think that you're fucked up? You think that you're special? I got a guy for you to listen to, and all of your feelings of superiority will be washed away like so many cookie crumbs. Anyway, I hope you have a fantastic Wednesday. I'll probably be back later on tonight, since it's now midnight, to do Wednesday's show. Because this is technically Tuesday's show, and it's kind of a bonus episode. And hopefully tomorrow, I'm actually, between Jeep Repair and Randonautica, I might actually have something funny to talk about. And if not, well, then maybe I won't do a show at all, and this will just be like the early version. So, at any rate, I hope you have a fantastic evening. Good night, and take care.